This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections along with single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha ended this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Kandhamal, Valangir and Bargarh in Odisha today. Mr. Modi also held a rally at Chatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. BJP National President JP Nadda held a roadshow at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur in Bihar today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. Senior RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav addressed a public meeting in Alinagar in Darbhanga. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Pointing towards the separatist incidents in Canada, he said it was witnessed that separatists and extremist forces, many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in Canadian politics. Talking to a news agency, Dr. Jayashankar said there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. He said, whenever India takes up this issue with Canada, they invoke freedom of speech as an excuse. On the India-China relationship, the External Affairs Minister said, every country wants good relations with its neighbours, but today our relations with China are not normal because peace and tranquility in the border areas has been disturbed. South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation Secretary General Mohammad Ghulam Sarwar has arrived in New Delhi on his first official visit to India. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Andy Jaiswal said it is an opportunity to further strengthen cooperation in South Asia. Mr. Sarwar is on a five-day visit to India during which he is scheduled to have a series of meetings. The United Nations today said that in Afghanistan, the death toll due to floods caused by heavy seasonal rains has crossed 200 in a single province. Over 62 people died in the northern province of Bagdad yesterday alone. In Brazil, a devastating flash flood claimed more than 120 lives after heavy rainstorms pummeled the area yesterday. Authorities stated the 756 injured individuals have been hospitalized while 141 people were reported missing. Search and rescue operations are still underway. Over 20,000 military personnel were deployed in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Kolkata Knight Riders are essentially through to the playoffs, sitting atop the points table with 16 points after 8 wins and 3 losses. They will be high in confidence after registering 3 consecutive wins. On the contrary, Mumbai Indians managed to win only 4 out of their 12 games so far and are on the 9th position. They will be striving to redeem themselves. Yesterday, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 35 runs in Ahmedabad. In Squash World Championships, India's Ramit Chandran started his campaign on a winning note at Cairo in Egypt. World number 36 Chandran, who gained a direct entry into the tournament, registered a comfortable win over world number 57 Faraz Khan of the United States. India star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra seen a second place finish in the Doha Diamond League 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.